I'm not sure I could. They say.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, second hour coming up. I've got Fred Smart riding shotgun and Don Nikoloff riding shotgun with me, and I want to thank both of you guys for hanging around on this latest debacle with Ed and Elaine Brown. There was an incident that happened this morning that we have got to really kind of come together, folks, and figure out a game plan here. And Fred, okay, you're going to stick with me through this hour, are you, or you got something to do?
Sure, I can go through about half of it, though.
All right, yep. That's fine. Don, how about you?
Yeah, I can hang in there.
Okay, let's go to Gerald, North or South Carolina. Gerald, you're on with Fred, Don, and Michael. Go ahead.
How are y'all today?
We're doing pretty good.
Good.
Good. Thank you.
Listen to this going on with Ed and Elaine. First of all, I want to send out my prayers to them and wish everybody strength. And just wanted to know, does anybody know that do they happen to have any cameras that are on the property that could stream information out to the public via the web?
I don't know, but that's a question, Fred, that you might be able to ask them when we secure some more communication with them. And also that topic that Don brought up about that dog coming back and possibly that, you know, there's a camera that's been put in there on the dog. You know, good points. And I think that would be a great idea for them to have some kind of a camera where we can see at least at their control, you know, what they want us to see. So, you know, we can see what the happening's going on there. Fred, are you in agreement with that?
Sure. Yeah. Ed and Elaine did have satellite internet, but that was disabled. And the gentleman from Oklahoma is going to be FedExing a satellite internet alternative. Once they get that in place, a little mini cam, webcam can be deployed. They have some people on the ground there that can get that activated. It's just that Ed's not going to run it himself. He's got to get into the habit of recognizing how powerful that presence, that video presence, that digital video presence can be. The other thing is just a cheap $100 to $200 digital video camera that you can buy at Best Buy with a 1 or 2 gig hard card. It's going to be a lifesaver because you get a couple of backup batteries and just have that ready. If you see anything from a distance, and have people circulate through the property with those cameras, do some audio blogs, spread the connectedness of information and awareness at the local level. And then once we get people that we know, and there are a number of people who are already out there. These are points of light of information. I mean, just imagine this. I don't know if Nextel works in their neck of the woods, but Nextel has a nationwide radio dispatch feature where it's a push-to-talk. Well, heck, you could have a bunch of people that are listening to this program in the greater New England area that have either their own company who would donate a push-to-talk phone, circulate it through for a week or 2 weeks. If they turn it off, they turn it off. Somebody will come and run a phone to replace it, but if I could press the button to push to talk to Ed on need-to-know basis, and every one of us could do the same thing all across the country, this kind of technology is designed for immediate access, immediate information, and immediate answers to questions, okay, especially in times of need.
Gerald, anything else?
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, you know, the technology, it's out there. The audio technology outside of the cameras, something to get something on that property somewhere. As everybody sees, there's going to be a move made, and the media blackout is going to be pretty heavy, and the lies that will come out immediately after that. If there's a way to preempt that, you know, it'd be great to get that in place.
Mm-hmm. Good point. All right. Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate the call. Okay. Got to run. We got many more. Got a break coming up. Then I'm going to go to Michael in New York, Fred in Pennsylvania. Stick with us. We'll be back in three with my shotgun hosts, Fred Smart, Don Nikoloff, and we'll be back talking about Ed and Elaine's situation.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I wanted to mention, before we get back to callers, I've got Fred Smart riding shotgun with me today, and I want to thank Fred personally for coming on my show and spending some time, because Fred co-hosts the Ed and Elaine Brown Show, which is on every day, the hour before mine, which starts from 1 to 2. I thank you for spending time with me, Fred. And as Don Nikoloff, I've got him riding shotgun, and I want to mention again that Don Nikoloff, during all this confusion when they were talking about the police moving in and the house burning down and so forth, Don Nikoloff is the guy that did his remote viewing and told me this morning that all of that was disinformation, in fact, that was just a trial run. So I've got these two knowledgeable gentlemen with me riding shotgun today, and I've got the phone lines open for the rest of the day talking about Ed and Elaine Brown's situation. So let's, without further ado, go to Michael in New York. Michael, you're on with Fred,
yes.
Don, and Michael.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Herzog. Basically, I'm kind of angry with myself right now. I've been meaning to try to get some ham radio gear up to Ed and Elaine from, I was actually just going to order it online, but I haven't had all the money to do it yet, but I actually do have ham radio gear, and believe me, I just think this is so essential right now. I'm trying to find a way to either get up to New Hampshire from New York or find someone in New Hampshire that could maybe meet me and myself and one of my friends that could help bring up this ham radio gear. I have a panel for them.
Mm-hmm.
Bring up this ham radio gear. I have a 70 centimeter, 2 meter, a 6 meter, and a 10 meter radios to bring up there. And then I also have a solar panel for them. I just basically need to figure out either if someone could meet me in New Hampshire or somewhere at a train station, or if I could get a ride up there. Because I'm just going to give them my gear.
Okay. Well, Fred.
Yeah. If you want to call me or email me, block89@gmail.com.
Block89?
Block89, BLOCK89@gmail.com.
And
if you want to call, 800-606-9379. Or, I'm sorry, 888-606-9379.
888-606-9379. Okay.
Yeah, and there are people on the ground there, and I'll get somebody who can meet you at a train station or whatever.
Yeah, because what I'm thinking of doing, I mean, like, you know, I literally have a briefcase solar panel, and then I have a Yaesu VX7, and then I have a Radio Shack 10-meter radio, along with all the stuff that connected to a car, as well as the stuff that connected to an actual, like, power source, like 110 volt. I just basically want to get it up there, because, I mean, like, I was just going to sit there and get them all new stuff, but you know what? This is stuff that they need now. And, I mean, the rest of the stuff, like the repeater information and everything like that, I'm sure there's probably people in New Hampshire who can help them with that. I'll try to search for and bring up as much as I can, but I'm thinking about maybe bringing this up either by or on the weekend.
Great.
If that's possible.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
So,
go ahead.
So what I'll do is I guess I'll just send you a message now, just letting you know my email address, and then what I'll do is I'll give you a call. Well, I'll let you know when I'm going to be up and everything, and then I'll give you a call once I get up.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the call.
And my best wishes to Ed and Elaine and everyone who's trying to help them right now. It's very hectic.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. You have a very good day.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on with Fred Smart, Michael Herzog, and Don Nikoloff. Go ahead, sir.
Michael, how many people are in the home? Didn't someone say there are 8 people in the home?
Fred, do you know?
I think it was 1, 2... Yeah, something on the order of 6 to 8 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Michael, could you go? I know people are tuning in all the time, and go back just a bit into the background, the fact that Ed was convinced that these court procedures are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
There's no defense allowed. You can't use the Constitution. And they pick the evidence that you can use in your defense. So,
right.
So he felt as though he could not avoid the permanent loss of his liberty. He didn't want to die in jail.
Right.
And that basically can't be tolerated. We can't tolerate the abuse of the courts like that.
No, that's what this is all about. You know, I mean, it's people are standing up now and saying, well, wait a minute here. Okay, I mean, I have guests that come on. I have callers that call in. Don Nikoloff does research all the time about this abuse and this corruption in the court system, and they're running roughshod over us as the American people. Okay, and this is where push comes to shove. Now, this incident today, and I'm sure Fred and Don will agree with me, is where all the people are starting to come together, and we're opening up our eyes, and we're going, oh, wait a minute here. Okay.
Michael, can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, let me correct something. I know you didn't mean any malintent. It's not remote viewing. It's just straight ahead, gift from God, spiritual discernment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remote viewing is a program that the government puts out there, and they use this for intel purposes, and it's nefarious, and it's in the darkness.
Okay.
Now, I'm reminded of Scripture, and you don't hear me talk a lot about Scripture in the program because we're usually
Hello?
I'm still here. We're usually talking about my research, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Now, a principality is a state ruled by a prince. Now, who do you think that prince might be? Maybe the prince of darkness? These people are Satan worshipers. They're of the dark, and all we need to do is turn to God and join together in prayer, not just for Ed and Elaine Brown, but for our country as well, for all the people that live in this country, and why not for the whole world, okay? It can't hurt, and they want us to lose that focus. This is why they put that fear out there constantly. It's fear, 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 fear. And we need to understand who they are and what their intentions are. And it's a simple matter. You turn to God and pray, but with the knowledge that God is going to answer your prayer. Okay? Now, when we pray for Ed and Elaine, we pray not out of need, not out of fear, but we affirm our conviction and our faith and the knowledge that God is going to answer our prayers. I said a prayer today after you told me what was going on, and you asked me if the house was on fire, and I said, no, it is not. And I said, I asked God to show me that, okay? God showed me the house wasn't on fire. Doesn't that remind you of Satan, that tactic? It's a satanic attempt to create the fear and confusion and alarm and get everybody all divided and spreading stories, okay? I used my spiritual discernment, and the Lord showed me flat out the house wasn't on fire.
And this is now, and this is while the reports, and I have to interject this, this is while the reports were coming out. By the way, Fred, this is while you were on Alex Jones' show, and the reports were coming out, I believe from Butch Parr or whoever, that the house was, the unconfirmed reports that the house was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I prayed that these demons leave. I prayed, okay, and I could have you talk to some people that will verify that, but there are, I can guarantee you, now millions of people across the country praying.
Don, okay? There's no need, sir, there is no need for me to have to verify anything with you. I already know. Okay, so with
right,
that, Fred, you got anything else to add?
Yeah, I just want to say that there's all kinds of other news swirling around us at this time, and we're winning on a lot of fronts. We may not get immediate coverage of our wins. I mean, we have people showing courage in so many different venues in Turkey. I mean, there were 600 people that were risking their lives that were able to do that. We can't have the loss of all the country's sovereignty. If that's something that is a line that we can't let anyone cross, is the loss of our political power. We can't let our countries get swallowed up.
Mm-mm. And we've got that great hope in the debates right now that Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there is a momentum moving forward. There's people waking up left and right, and it's a shining beacon of light that they cannot suppress. All right, Fred. Thanks a lot. Got it run, buddy. Thank you for the input. Let's go to Mac in Washington. Mac, you're on with Fred and Don and Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good. How are you, Mac?
Pretty good. Actually, Sergeant McDonald, retired U.S. Army Special Forces, 18 Echo, 19 Special Forces Group.
Oh, thank you for your service, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I'll tell you, Ed and Elaine Brown are serving in a greater capacity right now than I ever served, and I just wanted to let them know that. I wanted to, if you could just give me a few moments of your time, I wanted to talk quickly about communication, which was my specialty in
okay.
the military. I'm glad that gentleman brought up the ham radios. And there's two avenues of communication that has to be maintained in these situations. There's two avenues that Americans can go, and one is ham radio. Now, a lot of people are wondering, well, I'm not a licensed ham radio operator. Most ham radio operators know that under the 1938 Radio Act, during a time of war, declared war, and we already know that our president has already declared this bogus war, and during the time of emergency, individual emergency or national emergency, all licenses are pretty much lifted. And in other words, the need for a license is not there. And that's the 1938 Radio Act. Most ham radio operators know this, but they're not sharing it, because most ham radio operators have actually volunteered for emergency services such as FEMA, government. They're doing communications setups for disaster areas and whatnot. So most ham radio operators are not going to tell people this. They're pretty much kind of working for the government at this point. So that's one. Ham radio is one communication. And you can type in ham radio. To get these ham radios, you can go to places. Universal Radio is something you might want to Google. That's a company that handles ham radios at a good price. You can go 2-meter, 10-meter, 60-meter, whatnot. 10-meter will get you out further. 2-meter is mostly to get in touch with people around you. There's also a second thing, and you might want to type, have your listeners type this into Google. It's called 11-meter or free banding. Okay, now what free banding is, it's something that the FCC has been trying to crack down on.
Okay, Mac, we got to hold you. I got to go to a break.
Okay.
I'll hold you over for the rest of the explanation of what that is. This is Michael Herzog, the American Awakening Riding Shotgun. With me is Fred Smart and Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three. Stick with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here and riding shotgun with me for at least a few more minutes is Fred Smart, I think till the bottom of the hour, right, Fred?
Yeah.
And
yep.
Don Nikoloff. And we're going to go back to Mac in Washington, who's going to continue to explain to us about the, I believe it's the 11-meter ham. Is that right?
Yes. It's been called the 11th meter by some ham operators and many of the... The 11th meter is basically the channels between your standard CB radio and the 10-meter ham. Now, a lot of truck drivers, get with any truck driver, they'll know what they're talking about. There's radios called export radios available online, and you can type in export CB radios and get a few companies in the United States that are dealing in them, and this will put you on the 11th meter between the CB channels and the 10-meter ham. And you can also go 10-meter. Like I'm saying here, we are in a period of war, and according to the 1938 Radio Act, anyone can transmit in an emergency situation on these frequencies. There is no case in point. There was I was talking to another radio operator last week, and there was a sailor that was having problems with their sailboat out in the ocean, and they called in pretty much an SOS on a 2-meter radio, and a ham radio operator picked it up. Now, this person wasn't licensed or anything. He just had the ham radio for emergencies, and he used it for emergencies. Well, the same thing can happen here. But you got to maintain language. You can't use CB jargon or 10-4 good buddies and all that crap over this. This is for this is for decent folks to utilize in communications. In my professional estimate, communications is probably more important than a sidearm or a weapon. And without communications, you have anarchy.
And I'm sure Fred and Don both will agree with me when I say that, yes, that's the exact reason why they've cut their phone lines, their cell phone. They've cut their internet service, okay? They want to isolate them, and it's up to us to make sure that that communication is set up. And not only that, but across this country, if they do it to them, they're going to do it to us.
Yes, so, and don't think that the internet, a lot of your listeners are listening to this show right now on the internet. Don't think that is going to be a permanent thing, okay? The internet is basically was a consortium between military and banking institutions back in the 80s. They have the master switch, and they can throw it at any time. When that happens, your only link to the outside, to the free media, is going to be 10-meter or, ham radios. It's going to be free banding, and you can also modify existing CB radios to up the wattage of them and to get onto these other channels. But and another thing, shortwave. Shortwave communications is important. Get a shortwave radio, even if it's a $30 Grundig 300 handheld or whatever. Shortwave communications are going to be the only way to get, Alex Jones, RBN, and these other radio stations during this time. Believe me, they can cut the internet switch at any time.
Well, all right, good thoughts. Thank you so much for that
all
call,
right,
Matt.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
We're
all
praying
right.
for you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, he's right. They isolate us. What they've done here to Ed and Elaine, and I mentioned, or Don, you had mentioned to me off-air that you had sent an email to them, about a week ago, and it bounced back. Then now, Fred, do you know how long it's been since they've had internet service?
They have had satellite for a couple of months, 2.5 months. They had just regular dial-up back in early February, but by mid-late February, they had the satellite connected.
Okay, because Don had mentioned to me off the air that he sent him an email about a week ago, and it bounced back that it was undeliverable.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
Okay, but at any rate, yes, they have cut their telephone lines. And this was just done this morning, right? And I guess they cut off their cell phone service this morning as well, both at the same time, Fred?
Yep.
Okay, so, it looks like there is something impending. They've got a plan in mind. Don, I'm going to ask for your discernment there on an ongoing basis of what's going on, because I trust I have seen you do this, or I haven't seen you do it, but I've asked you to do it on about a half a dozen occasions. And I have to tell you, Fred, I'm aware that you're aware of this, okay, is that Don has been right dead on every time I've asked him. He has not missed. And so I have full confidence in his ability. And matter of fact, I would just hope one day that I'd be able to do something like that. But at any rate, you're going to continue, Fred, with this show with Ed and Elaine. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to duck off here, but I just wanted to make one final comment.
Go ahead. Before the break,
I've got a quote from a Nextel office in Concord. If somebody could just get down to Concord, New Hampshire, it's at the Enhanced Wireless kiosk inside the Steeplegate Mall. Anybody listening from Concord, New Hampshire, there is no Nextel store in West Lebanon, but if somebody can do that, there's a gentleman there. We will have a message left for him, and we're going to try to round up some donations. People would like to sponsor this Nextel phone. It's going to be a Nextel Boost phone for unlimited dispatch per day, and we'll see what we can do on the minutes. But anyway, we if anybody else has some ideas or want to rotate phones in and out of that area, this is what we have to do.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on and riding shotgun with me, Fred.
Okay,
all right.
Michael.
We'll be in touch. Thank
Appreciate
you
it.
Again. We're going to go to a break. Hey, stick with me, Don. Okay, you're going to ride shotgun with me for the rest of the show, Don, like it or not, okay? We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my shotgun guest, Don Nikoloff. See you in a bit, and we'll talk more about Elaine and Ed.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Riding shotgun with me today on this Ed and Elaine Brown latest debacle is Don Nikoloff. Don, you know, I had a whole show planned out today, and I was thrown this curveball. And it's
who was your guest going to be?
I wasn't going to have a guest. I was going to talk about our great hope, Ron Paul. And I'm just amazed at the support this guy is getting, and he's just growing exponentially throughout the country. And these guys, the mass media, and these shills don't know what to do with him, you know. But listen, we've got Tim Wingate on the line again, I believe. Is that right? Okay, let's go to Tim. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fine, buddy.
Been enjoying the program. I wanted to let people know that I'm really glad that Mr. Stantmiller had decided to let the show continue on for another week or so till we go through this. I'm scheduled to be the guest host tomorrow.
Oh, good.
We will be having a guest on the Ed and Elaine Brown Show, Peter John Simpson with the Irwin Rommel School of Law. And he'll be talking about this. He went through a similar situation a few years ago when we were both living in Springfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be dealing with that, and of course with any of the updates, anything else that happened. Mm-hmm. I had a number of phone calls from people who heard me on Alex's show and on Ed and Elaine's and yours show, and I've mentioned the Michael Collins gambit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if people are interested in what that is, I'd be happy to give you a brief explanation.
Of the Michael Collins gambit. Yeah, go ahead. By the way, I wanted to mention that Alex will be coming up again the first few minutes after the top of the hour on John's show. He's going to continue with this. So you want to tune in or stay tuned for that. And we've got this demonstration going on tonight at 7 o'clock down in front of the Capitol in Austin, before Edna Lane Brown. So, yeah, go ahead, Tim, if you wish.
Well, quite basically is that I concur with everything everyone's saying about taking a deep breath, stepping back, analyzing the situation, and just waiting to see actually what's shaking out. Because the worst thing you have to do, and my father was a Golden Gloves boxer. He taught me boxing. And the first thing you do is you don't react to a faint. You let it happen. You see what goes on. You don't show your card, so to speak. You don't react back. That's what this is. They want to find out who's doing what and where and how. So that's perfectly fine. The concept of Michael Collins. Do you know who Michael Collins is, Michael?
No, I don't.
Okay, Michael Collins was the Minister for Intelligence during the Irish Republican Revolution, what they call the Anglo-Irish Revolution at the beginning of the last century, the 1900s, 1919, 1920, et cetera, like that. Michael Collins was a guy who'd been involved in the Easter Uprising and et cetera. You had England, who had occupied Ireland for hundreds of years, and Michael worked his way up through Sinn Féin and IRA, as it eventually became known. He became the director of intelligence of the Irish Volunteers in 1919. Roughly. What Michael Collins did was develop a guerrilla urban warfare type of tactic where you didn't go after the common soldier, the regular guy. Amon de Valero at that time wanted to have a kind of a martyring bloodbath with Irish regular army people going against the British and being slaughtered, and use that as a tool for the world to condemn Britain. Michael says, you know, why should we do this? This is crazy to have these kinds of frontal assaults. It's better to develop a guerrilla type of warfare. And Michael himself says, he says, our only way to carry on the fight was by organized and bold guerrilla warfare, but this in itself was not enough. What they had to do is go after the top people that were involved. Now, we're not at that situation yet, folks, but this is a wake-up call. Here's the four pieces of the Michael Collins gambit. One is intelligence. You guys have already been talking about that. Intelligence. Know your enemy. Who they are, where they are, where they live, where they work, where they shop, attend public events, church, who their neighbors are, family, and friends. I've suggested this many times on the different shows. Every Joe six-pack, every Mary six-pack can do that and simply make a list of everybody who is a public servant, supposedly, in their community, and have that available for upload to the Internet or whoever happens to need it in the future. Secondly, supply your needs, whether it's food, weapons, ammunition, hideouts, or communications ability with your comrades and the general public. I really appreciate the guy coming on and talking about ham radio. There are other ways of putting radio on through attaching it. There's ways of transmitting radio through the power lines, existing power lines. These kinds of things we need to develop to stay in communication when and if, or if and when, they shut down the Internet. Thirdly, strike the root, not the branches. Hit the top people, not the drones. And fourth is the leaderless resistance. We're not in a situation now where we have a partisan government elected by the people like Michael Collins and the Irish Republic had. We're not in a situation like that. Nobody stepped forward. So we do not have a central control. Anybody who talks about central control is setting up people for a fall. The best thing to do is people be united by a common belief in liberty and a common belief in freedom. And I think that that's articulated very well by the Creed of Freedom from freedomforce.org, Ed Griffin's group. It's just a re-articulating of the five premises of the Declaration of Independence on which this this country was founded on, mm-hmm. primarily. Is those five premises. If we can agree to those, we can agree to disagree on other things, but if we can agree and have a common strategy, a common belief in these five premises, then we will be doing the same things that the founding fathers did when they came together and signed the Declaration of Independence. That is the leaderless resistance concept means that you don't have any more than three people in a group that knows what's going on. And if you have people that are committed to freedom, committed to liberty, committed to the Lord and doing what is right, you don't need to have a central control, because you'll have the Spirit of God within you, enlightening you and telling you what you need to do and where you need to go. I appreciate the guy with the gift of discernment.
I was just going to say, Don is a living and prime example of that. And, you know, I strive to be where he is one day, because he fascinates me consistently with that ability. And he did so once again this morning, Tim. And I'm telling you, he just flat blows my mind.
It is absolutely essential. I'm a firm believer in the gifts of the Spirit. I think everybody can have at least one, if not more. And it's just a simple matter of you centering in yourself and contacting the Lord and saying, look, I'm here, I'm your servant, I'm willing to be used, let me go forward. For those who would like to see, or because I talk pretty fast on these issues, the Michael Collins Gambit, there's a website or a blog spot. It's called freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. Freedom shenanigans,
mm-hmm.
just like it sounds, .blogspot.com. And I've posted the Michael Collins Gambit up there with a little background history of Michael Collins and what happened and where they went from there. And people are welcome to log on to that. I'm going to start to post to that on a regular basis. And we'll go from there.
Now,
that's what I wanted to do, is help out, Mike.
Thank you, Tim. Listen, is freedomshenanigans.blogspot or at blogspot?
No, dot.
Blogspot. Okay.
It's a blogger.
Mm-hmm.
Blog.
Okay.
It's called Freedom Shenanigans. You'll notice when you go on there, it says about me, and you'll see Mitt Itagnu. When I people go, why do you do your name backwards? I go, well, when I was a little boy and I was naughty, my mother used to call me Yimit instead of Timmy. I have embraced my inner outlaw, and my inner outlaw is no longer Yimit, but it's Mitt. Basically, Claire Wolf writes a wonderful spot on Wolf's blog, where she talks and on Backwoods Home magazine online. She has several articles on that, and I think I referenced that we need to embrace our inner outlaw. People are afraid of going against the law. The problem is that the law has been turned into a weapon and a tool against the people, because it's not law, it's actually lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
It goes against the Creator's law. The Creator's law is the highest law. And when
Amen.
You go against the Creator's law, you're now in lawlessness, no matter how many. People forget that what Hitler did in Germany was perfectly legal according to the German legal system at the time.
Right.
And they forget. So you can't use the argument of legality
if it
applies to the master's law.
Yeah, they're using color of law, under color of
right.
law.
Right, that's how, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah well, that's our legal definition of something that's legal but not lawful. You know, it's all these different terminologies. The bottom line really comes down to is that when law no longer serves the people that created it but becomes their master, they have a right and a duty to overthrow that law and reestablish one that will serve them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that government is.
Very well put, Tim. Listen, I do. I appreciate you calling in, partner. And I've got that written down. Again, it's freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. For anybody who wants to go in there and peruse around, I would recommend that you do so. I'm going to do
go.
It. Okay, thanks, Tim. Appreciate
thanks,
the call. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Boy, I'll tell you what a day, what a show, Don. And again, I can't thank you enough for that telephone call I put in this morning, because everybody was running around crazy in this place, you know, with all these reports that were coming out, and they were all tuning into Alex's show, and, you know, people calling in and reporting that the buildings were burning down, and there was police all over the place, and I don't know what all, and come to find out, it was all for naught. And you knew that all along.
Well, there have been a lot of good calls. Every call really was a great call today, and that shows what I was talking about before. You see, people may not be aware of their own spiritual gifts, but we're witnessing that coming out in the voice and the wisdom in the words that every caller is bringing forward.
And you know, they're on the subject of, you know, the prayer and so forth, and you're a living testament to, you know, the closer you get integrally, spiritual-wise, and so forth. And I know, you know, and you know, that I'm a farsight, you know, I'm not anywhere close to you are, but I have, as I grow older and as I get more into this, I have these gut feelings of what I should be doing here and there that I never used to have before. And they always play out that they're right, you know. Mm-hmm. And you've assured me that the farther that I get into this, the more in tune that I get in with the spiritual plane and the Lord and so forth, that you are able to do this with His help. And I'm telling you, you do it for the good. You do it for the, you know, integrally. And it's amazing what you can accomplish with that. You want to take a call?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Hello. Howdy, guys.
Hi.
I've been listening, and it's been a wonderful show. I have to really commend you.
Thank you.
I just had a thought. The young man that was on before touched on something that made me think. I know that as kind of the central figures, you guys, I'm sure, are on governmental list. And
I'm laughing so I don't cry, Terry.
Right,
okay,
you know.
Go ahead.
I think there's something that you all could do for us, and I don't know whether you want to do it on the internet or on the shows, but like with Ed and Elaine, I know there's a central judge that was over their case.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the IRS commissioner is involved.
Are you talking about Mark Everson?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We know that the head of Treasury should be involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you would provide us with email addresses, telephone numbers for their offices, I don't even mean their homes. You know, we'd love to know where they live, but all the Patriots, we could email them, we could telephone their offices and just overload them. And let them know that we want to hold them. We're going to hold them responsible.
Okay, you want Mark Everson?
Right.
Now name off the other one.
Mark Everson, whoever the head of Treasury.
Head of Treasury. Okay. Paulson, Don? That's Paulson, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Henry M. Paulson.
Henry M. Paulson.
Or Hank Paulson.
Okay.
His under secretary Robert Kimmett has been taking care of business during this Leo Wanta scandal.
Okay,
and
well then.
I don't hesitate to mention that either.
Okay, then his number. And then finally, the judge of their case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because really, in our land, the judges, it's the corruption of the judges ultimately that is just causing a lot of the problems. And I think they need to understand that people are recognizing that, and there are a lot of people that are recognizing it. And if they're not free to do it anonymously, I think it will make a difference.
Well, Don's an expert on the corruption in the court systems. He's gone down many different trails on that issue,
uh-huh.
And he can attest to that. But, yeah, I will...
Well, when you all talk to Ed and Elaine, if they could name their judge and what county or what court we could write and call to.
Okay.
I think Patriots all over... on the United States would really be...
I think that's a wonderful idea. The only thing I'm concerned about right now, Terry, is I know that their communication lines have been cut off, and we're working feverishly to get them reconnected because they're going to have a show again tomorrow. Hopefully they'll uh-huh. be on. If not, Tim Wingate's going to host it.
Right.
But
well, somebody knows who the judge is.
Oh, that's yeah. Well, that won't be difficult to find out, partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I would love if you all could share that with us. I will write the judge, email the judge, and telephone his office, her office.
I will go. I've got it all written down, Terry, and I guarantee you I will go to work on it. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, my friend.
We're praying for y'all.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Boy, what an amazing show, Don. You know, I mean, what fascinates me, Don, is that when something of this magnitude hits, and all these sleeping people out here that tune in and listen just to suck up information and then impress their friends at a cocktail party, you know, all of a sudden they're glued to the microphone because they realize that what's happening to Ed and Elaine Brown could very well happen to them.
Well, that's the switch that's been turned on to wake people up, and there are going to be a lot of people awake. You know what, Terry's call and some of the other calls reminded me of sort of a chain of command here. You know, the IRS is the bag man for the Treasury, which is the bag man for the Federal Reserve, which is the bag man for the Illuminati, which is the bag man for the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's your chain of command. Now, who carries out these activities? Well, it's the CIA. And I would venture to say that the person that went and walked the dog this morning for the Browns was a CIA agent, and the flyovers were just a signal.
Yeah, and that's very curious, and you brought that up as well. Here this guy conveniently walks out on that particular time, timing-wise, walks his dog, doesn't come back, but his dog comes back, okay? And yes, you're right, Don, I'd be washing that dog, and I'd be going over him with a metal detector, you know? Lord knows, they could have implanted some kind of a chip, they could have put a microphone in there, they could have put a camera in there, you just don't know. And at this juncture, where we're at in this society, with the blinders taken off, where we're able to see, okay, we don't put anything past those people. I'll tell you what, we got to go to a break, buddy, and we got a final segment coming up. I appreciate you being on with me. Stick with me for a few more minutes. We'll be back in three with some final thoughts. Okay, Don? Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, final segment here. Got a few more minutes left. Don, closing thoughts. You know what's amazing, Don? Don?
What's that, Mike?
I thought maybe you left me. What's amazing is you feel a spiritual coming together in situations like these, you know, and the listenership goes up immensely. The patriots out there, even though some of them are sleeping and they get a little bit lackadaisical, they realize that it could happen to them. And now, okay, it's time to organize and, you know, these people are going to have a next move involved. They've cut the communications on Ed and Elaine Brown, but the communications are going to come back really, really quickly, you know,
and magnified.
And there's going to be more people listening, okay, and there's going to be more people watching. And, you know, it's another one of those things that just might backfire on them, Don. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I was thinking back a few months ago when I heard Ed and Elaine protest their faith in God, and they were talking about the Bible, the King James Version, and they went back to the 1611 edition, the original King James Version. Now, what struck me was that when they made that proclamation, they put on the armor of God, and God is going to protect them through this. Now, we all must recognize that that doesn't mean that we don't have to pray for them or pray for our country. But you notice how in politics, in our political system, in our educational system, and even in our religious system, in our so-called Christian churches, God is being put on the back burner with the intention of removing God from our reality. And we must not allow that to happen. We must proclaim our faith and also put on the armor of God, just like Ed and Elaine Brown.
Mm-hmm. No, well said. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out because, you know, unlike Waco, they're being very, very careful, Don, in their moves. We didn't see this happen in Waco. We saw a whole bunch of vehicles pull up and there was a standoff and so forth, but they're being much more covert about this one.
Well, isn't that, you know, there's secretive methods. Doesn't that really indicate the level of fear that they have?
Oh, absolutely. And not only, it's not just that, but, I mean, the amount of fear, and you can see it just in these debates with Ron Paul. Here's a shining beacon of truth that's coming forward, and they don't know how to handle it. They are scared to death. You know, and there's nothing in Ron Paul's closet that they can bring out. I know that there's some little slur that they're trying to tune in with Ron Paul saying something about, you know, a presence in the lobby in Congress, which is really a bad lobby, which is the Israeli lobby. And he came out and said that. Well, they're using that as a slur. They're using anything that they can find, Don, to discredit him. And they're having a difficult time doing it. And his popularity is just growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, we know that the mainstream media is paid to keep the truth from the people. In fact, they're totally in bed with the political system that is based on making anyone that tries to bring the truth forward look like a fool. But they're not going to succeed at it forever. And what you saw today, what's happening around the grounds, is indication of their level of fear.
Yeah, well, there's the music. Thank you for riding shotgun with me, partner. I appreciate it. Okay.
I appreciate being on the show. Let's keep praying for Ed and Elaine.
Thank you, buddy. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, this is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with an updated report on Ed and Elaine Brown. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. He's going to have Alex Jones on at the top of the hour to talk a little bit more about it. So stick with us. It's going to be a good show, folks. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye.